Start your week smiling with your friends, Kathy Zant and Michelle Frechette. It's time to get ready for some weekly motivation with WP Motivate. Happy Thursday, Kathy.
Happy Thursday.
I had to stop and think a minute. I actually tweeted out today, like, when it's a Thursday, but it feels like a Friday, but you've got a Monday's worth of work and it's nice outside. And like the picture is a guy just staring out the window like, oh, poor me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just stop and think, what day is it? Because I don't remember.
But it's Saturday to me.
I know. You're like, oh, it's okay. It's my day off, but I'm still going to record the podcast with you, Michelle. And I just feel special. So thank you.
Yeah, you are special. I'm not taking a shower for you, though. That's my fears. And I've got mud all over my arm because I'm doing yard stuff and projects around the house.
Well, so, if you're listening and not watching, Kathy's in a ponytail and I'm wearing a hat for the exact same reason is that I have not washed my hair in a couple of days and ain't nobody need to see that. So anyway,
I almost put a hat on too, but I it's just ponytail. So
well, it's my post status hat, which I've got it on backwards so that like the brim isn't covering my face while I'm on with you right now. But it's like, it's a post status hat. It's a really nice one too.
Little hat. Cool.
Yeah. So I thought that in spite of the fact that we both look like we've been doing manual labor all day and you have and I have not, we could pretend that we're Oprah Winfrey today and do a show of our favorite things. Like, we're not going to get to the end and like, we could get to the end and I can be like, and you get an episode of WP Motivate, you get an episode, but like neither one of us are rich enough to be like, and we're sending everybody like all of our favorite things. But no, but seriously, there are things in everyday life that either delight us or just make life so much easier. I thought it might be kind of fun just to talk about those things because you never know. You might have a gadget that I'm like, I have to have that. And I'll tell you what made me think of this today for this episode. Two things. So first, earlier today, I ordered the tripod selfie stick that you had with at WordCamp Phoenix. And I ordered lapel mics that plug into your phone as well. So that when I'm at WordCamp Europe and WordCamp US and I want to do some podcasting, it's not just coming off my phone, but we can actually be mic'd for it. So I'm like, yes, that's going to be so cool. So thank you for sharing that amazing gadget because I'm super excited to have one of my own now.
It's so cool because it's like a selfie stick. It's a tripod. It's what else does it do? You can like make it swivel so that it's vertical. It has Bluetooth enabled. And I just, you know, I just use it for mostly for a tripod, but
yeah,
I have to have one. Yeah. I need it for this. Cause I'm doing a DIY project around the house and I need to, so I filmed like how bad it is right now, like the disaster that I'm dealing with, the disaster that has scared away two contractors have come out to have me give me bids on this thing and then they disappear and then I guess it's just me. I'm trying to like video it because I think I'd make an interesting video for maybe there's another person who has to deal with this trauma. And so I'm gonna put it up on YouTube, but I gotta get that out because I gotta set it up. So yeah, I love that thing. I use it all the time because it's like, you know, I've got the webcam, I've got a big camera with a tripod and everything, but sometimes you just like my phone, it's just like, just do it, you know?
Yep, exactly. And what I'm going to do for us, I'm making a note so I don't forget this afterwards. You always do a lovely write-up for us of our episode. I appreciate you for that so much. I just don't have the brain capacity to like rethink what we said and come up with it as succinctly as you do. But I will add to the show notes. So this is a little bit more work for you and me. If we have links to these things online that we can share, whether Amazon or otherwise, we will put them in the show notes as well. So that if you decide you want to see what it is we're talking about, or even order one for yourself, you have the ability to do that. We won't use affiliate links. We're not trying to make money off you, but we will share the things that make us happy. So the other thing, so I'll tell you my other one is I have a heated mattress pad. Now it's zoned, right? So you can have the left side of the bed and the right side of the bed. I happen to live alone and sleep alone, so I just like sleep in the middle with both halves. But I also have a down comforter, which I love because it's nice and cozy. I do live in the north. It does get really cold here in the winter time. So the heated mattress pad with the down comforter, I preheat my bed. And it's on my Amazon Echo, so I could actually, in any room of the house, I'm not going to say it right now because it would actually turn it on, but I could be like, hey, that female name we all know and love, turn on my bed.
Yeah, nice.
And it's connected to an app through Bluetooth. My bed is Bluetooth. I mean, I remember reading a comic book in the dentist's office like in 1974 as a child living in St. Louis, Missouri, where Richie Rich had a telephone that you could, like a TV phone where you could actually see the person you're talking to. And I remember at the time going, oh, that's ridiculous. That could never, I mean, I was five or six, and that could never happen. Right. And then you look, now it's like, oh, I can just preheat my bed with words I speak out into my living room.
Yeah. That's so amazing.
So
it's,
I will, sh-
yeah, we've come, I will share the come link. A long way.
We'll share the link for my bed or my mattress pad as well. So those are the first two that I've thought of. What are some your favorite things that make life easier or delightful?
Well, gosh, the obvious thing is my phone and my AirPods that I pretty much use all the time. And I love them. And I really love it. It freaked me out the first time I used them that have like so if I'm watching something on my computer and it's connected to my computer and I turn my head, it's like the sounds coming from my computer. And I was just like,
what, where, first, like,
what the heck is going on? Like, that's so weird. Just like, I'm shaking my head for those who are listening. Like, it's so weird, but it's like, every year these AirPods just get better and better. And the technology just becomes much more immersive, almost to the point where I walk around sometimes with just these in like all day. And you know, because they'll connect to my,
you have the noise canceling part activated while they're in. Like even if you're not listening to anything, it's like, I just don't want to hear anything, not even music, but I'm gonna activate the noise canceling part of my headphones or my AirPods.
Yeah. Yeah, not sometimes I'll put on like white noise or gray noise or something just to like drown out, you know, somebody pitching at me. The dogs, the cats,
you
Slack
can tell.
Messages.
Yes, for sure. you can tell we're in the tech community because every gadget or everything I can think of for my list is absolutely tech enabled. Because my next one is my front door. So I replaced the door handle with a biometric and there's actually a keypad on it too, but biometric or keypad to be able to enter my home, which is really nice. So like if I'm, and I have a Ring doorbell and those things work together because if I'm in the bedroom, I do not walk fast. Somebody would have left my home already by the time I got to the front door. So I'm able to say, I'll be right there. Or if it's a friend, I can just unlock it from my phone. And by the time I get to the living room, they're already in the house. So I love gadgets. I can't help it. But also, you know, as a disabled person, and you know, you have experienced some of this with your husband as well, I'm sure. But as a disabled person, being able to have a wired house, as it were, right? Wi-Fi enabled everything, the front door, the Ring doorbell, the bed, I have a smart thermostat that's connected to my phone and also in all my lights. I walk into rooms and I'm like, turn on the lights, you know? And I love that if I forget to turn off a light, I can just pick up my phone and turn it off from my bedroom or speak the Amazon device that shall not be named. Tell her to shut everything off. So
yeah,
those would be my next gadgets is that combo Ring doorbell / biometric. Cause I could just use my fingerprint and like my neighbor upstairs who helps me. And I've never fallen, in my lifetime I've fallen, but as an adult, I haven't fallen, but I worry about that, right? That if I lose my balance and I fall, how am I going to get to the door to let somebody in? Well, she has a code and her fingerprint works so she can just get in. So
Nice. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I need to do more of that around here. A lot of it's I mean, the house is pretty well wired, but I need to do more. But you know what? He doesn't do, like, he's got the hospital bed. That's going to go on my favorite things, because just being able to adjust him and move him around and stuff like that. But he's got the remote right there. It's wired to the bed. It's not going anywhere.
Right.
And he still will call me to help him get adjusted. Like, he won't adjust himself. The TV, he's got the remote. It's right there. Well, I don't like this show. Like,
he's lonely, Vicky. He needs you to do it for him.
There's a little bit of that, but something's changed. Like, he's engaging more and he's wanting to do more. And so I don't know. Great. Maybe he's just tired of listening to me.
Well, I mean, there is that too, right?
Yeah.
Do you rent a hospital? I almost said hotel bed. Do you rent a hospital bed like that? Do you buy a hospital bed? Does insurance supply it? In your case, I know it's different for different people.
Yeah. Insurance sent me this thing that looked like something from maybe a 1940s orphanage that
you oh my put, Lord.
Like, an unwanted child in. And I'm like, oh, hell no, this thing is not in my house. I'm like, so I'm on Amazon looking for hospital beds, and they're like $2,500. I'm like, well, if I have to. And I'm like, you know, this guy, I live in a major metro area. There's got to be someone on Craigslist who's trying to get rid of one of these because, you know, grandma died or something.
Right, right, right.
It's
right.
Got to be one. Sure enough,
she just moved to the home. She didn't die. She just moved to the home.
She went to the farm. I found somebody in my town, and they're like, well, you have to come get it, and it's really heavy, so you need a truck. And I'm like, well, I got an SUV. I asked my friend, can you come with me and help me? He comes with me and helps me. And then the guy was so nice. He's like, I got a truck. Let me just do this for you. And I gave him an extra chunk of change, but I got this. It was like $2,500 new. I got it for $700.
Oh, nice.
People are like, this is a fancy one, you know, like on the nurses stuff. It's a nice one. It's really good. Nice. I had to climb under it yesterday at WD-40. I've been like becoming like so handy. I've got like dirt under my nails, and I know where the WD-40 is. I'm fixing all the things, but I still
just
have
to start calling you MacGyver. Wait, I just wanted to
do.
Did you get the dust bunnies when you were under there? Because, like, I don't care how well you clean, there's always dust bunnies under the bed.
There are, yes. And toys, dog toys. There are dog toys under the bed. So I got those up. Because when I'm working with them, the dogs like to be there too. And sure. Like, our older dog is like, what are you doing to my dad? And like, so it's dog toys. My dogs are a favorite thing. Can I say my dogs are?
We can't put a link to get your dog, so nobody get excited. The dogs are not available. But yes, tell us about your dogs, because I love your dogs.
Yeah, I've got Bodhi, who's my golden retriever, and he's 6, and he's amazing. And there's lots of smells in the neighborhood right now, and I'm getting impatient with them both, but he's amazing and wonderful. And then we have Milo, who's 11 months old, and he's a dachshund. And I just found out that dachshund actually translates to badger dog, because they were bred to kill badgers.
Oh my.
Which explains why he's insane.
Exactly. Like, who's going to go up against a badger? Oh, we'll get one of the smallest dogs known to man to kill badgers. That makes sense.
they're somewhat of terrorists. Like, I was cleaning Bodhi's teeth, the golden's teeth, and so I had his gums up, and so it looked like he was like baring his teeth. And Milo, the dachshund, is just like, oh hell no, you're not doing that to me, and starts barking. They're so much fun though. They definitely pay their rent in entertainment and comedy. So they are
okay. So
cats too, but
I mean I only have cats, so I can't equate to the dog thing as well. And sometimes I wish my dogs would do fun things like my cats would do fun things like your dogs do, because they don't. Or they do sit in boxes, which is, you know, always a little bit of fun. But you just reminded me, one of my new favorite things I discovered this afternoon, right? So I took my lunch break, I'm scrolling through TikTok and I come across a video, which I will put the link in the show notes, I promise. It's a video of a girl. So the nanny says, this girl that I nanny for wanted to make a petting zoo. So this kid is sitting in her front yard at like a folding table, right? To collect money for you to go into her petting zoo, which is just two other folding tables that make a pen and her golden retriever sitting in the middle. Like, give me a dollar, you can pet my dog, but I'm calling it a petting zoo.
That is so funny.
Like, only a golden would sit there. I mean, some dogs would lay down and sleep, but only a golden's going to sit there like, yep, here I am. Come pet me.
I have pictures of my daughter who used to like take our the other golden we had before Bodhi and like put him in a horse pen and make him have to jump over things because she's like really into the equestrian. Like she came out of the womb like ready to ride a horse. But she would like pen up and Alex would just sit there and just look at me like, I'm a horse. I guess this is my life now. Just
this is who I am.
Best dogs. They are just pure love. They're just so amazing.
I love that for you. I really do. I grew up with a German Shepherd that I loved. Yeah. I mean, I was 9 when she passed. So, you know, it was really my formative years. And her name was Gretchen. And I will never not have such fond place in my heart for Gretchen. Funny story. I thought that Gretchen was a dog name. Did I tell you that story before? We moved to New York and I had never met a person named Gretchen. I didn't know it was a human name. And I came home from my first day of the 5th grade and said to my mom, I'm like, oh my God, mom, you are not going to believe this, but there's a girl in my class with a dog name. My mom's like, Fido, Rover, Spot, like, what's her name? I'm like, no, it's Gretchen. And my mom says, well, little known fact apparently, but Gretchen's a human name that we named the dog. And I was like, well, that makes a heck of a lot more sense.
Oh yeah. My gosh, that is so funny.
Yeah, like, so funny. You know, fifth grade me wasn't so bright.
My son's name is Maximilian, but somebody said, it, like from the in-laws family said, why'd you name your son a dog's name? And I'm like, there's lots of people named Max and lots of kids named Max and lots of grown-up Max is a name. And it's a nice, strong name. I like that. Yes, it name. Is.
I like it a lot too. Shame on them.
Yeah, but people, I don't know. People grow up and they have ideas and Gretchen. This is true. You know, every time I see a dog named Gretchen, I'll think of you.
Or even a person named Gretchen.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you the story my friend told me. She wasn't very bright when she was young.
Well, when you're a little kid, you don't know sometimes. When I remember Sesame Street and they said Sesame Street is brought to you by the letter C. I thought brought to you by was like one word. Because you just hear it and it's just like
Elemento. Elemento. One letter, right? Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. So my next favorite thing is mini fridges. And I'm not talking about like the college size. I'm talking like the mini, like holds a 6-pack fridges. Because I have one on my work desk here in my home office. It's actually a Frigidaire. It is cute as can be. And I have one on my nightstand. So when I wake up in the middle of the night, if I'm thirsty, I open that sucker up and there's cold water right there. So yes, absolutely one of my favorite things is the ability to have cold things. And in my office, the top shelf of it has my creamer so that I can have make my coffee right here sitting at my desk too. So
nice.
Yeah. So what about you? What else you got?
Well, I have a funny story. I have a wine fridge that my husband locked before he had a stroke.
Oh no.
And I distinctly remember him telling me where he put the key, but I can't remember where he put I remember him telling me. So I know he told me, but I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll just ask him. Right. Pay attention when your spouses tell you these things. This is my advice for the day.
Write it down.
Because I can look in the window. I can see that there's wine in there. I should be able to pick this lock, but it's one of these like little round things.
Beautifully aged. It's the best aged wine at all.
Yeah.
Well, if he's a little more lucid this week, ask him. Because you never know.
Can only hope. I don't know. Yeah. So that's not one of my favorites.
If I had the freaking key, it would be, right?
Yeah, seriously. There's some good wine in there too. I've got some of like my favorite wines are in there. Like I like these white single grape varietals. One's called Viognier, and that was like my favorite wine of all time. Mm. A friend turned me on to it a long, long time ago. And so I have a bottle of it that I can't get to. But if anybody wants to send me Viognier, we'll put links in the show notes of how to send me a bottle of Viognier.
So yeah, so the truth of these links is you can also like send them to us because eventually they wear out.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously.
Oh, how funny. I want to know, like, is it plugged in? Are you keeping wine cold for the last 2 years that you can't drink?
It's plugged, it's built in, so it like came with the house type of thing. So it's on and locked. I'm paying electricity to keep wine I can't use cold.
Just like, I want to start making calls to locksmiths in your area. Like, just help the woman out, will you please?
Well, I need the key. I mean, eventually I'm going to sell the house and eventually I'll move somewhere and I'm going to have to
key. We left you a bottle of wine to celebrate if you can get it.
Yeah, it's like an escape room. You have to figure it out. So I don't know.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical.
There's a favorite thing. Coffee is a favorite thing. I love coffee. Same. And I love all my coffee makers. I have three of them on the counter. So
I have a Keurig for here in the office because it's not the best coffee, but it'll do when I'm sitting at my desk. But I also have pour over. And I have a drip that makes like just one the tiny pot of coffee. And I have a French press. And I have duplicate of that in the office, which also has a espresso machine. So, and I started drinking coffee 6 years ago. Like I didn't drink coffee till then. Really? I know, crazy, right? But it does have to have, it needs to be You're very sweet and very crazy. I know, right? So crazy. Like I'm the WordPress barista, WP Coffee Talk, and I just started drinking coffee. So crazy. I just started drinking beer 2 years ago too, or 3 years ago. Never liked beer until 2020. And I'm like, bring it. I want a flight everywhere I go. I would give me a flight. I want to try stuff. But
nice.
Too funny. That's too funny. Oh, so coffee. How do you take your coffee?
Just a little bit of cream. Or I'll get a latte. And the northern part of me cringes that I will do iced coffee all summer long. But Texas, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I hear ya.
Same thing in Arizona. Remember in Arizona we'd go to the Starbucks and they're like, you sure you want that hot?
I know, and I'm like, yes, I'm from New York. I want my coffee hot. Thank you very much. I could throw in a fake New Yorker accent if it makes you feel better about serving it to me that way. I know I have a Western New York accent. I don't have a Bronx or Long Island accent. I didn't say coffee. But yes, that was funny. Every coffee I order, like, are you sure you want that hot? Yes, I am. Thank you very much. For me, it's got to be sweet and it's got to be creamy. Like, I love a good caramel macchiato or a caramel latte or even just like cream and sugar. And I think part of that's that not having even started drinking coffee till my late 40s. So that could be why.
Yeah. I'll take if I go Starbucks, I'll do like a latte with two pumps of hazelnut and a venti, like the tallest, the big one. Mm-hmm. So just a little bit sweet with hazelnut is like my go-to. Although that you probably have never been to a Dutch Brothers.
No.
It's a California thing, but they were in Arizona as well. And now they're here. We have one in our town now. And so when we were in Arizona, my daughter, Saturday mornings, we'd put Bodie in the back of the car, open up the sunroof, put the music on loud, and we'd drive down to Dutch Bros and she'd get like some kind of like fruity weird drink. And I would get a coffee and Bodie would get his little pup cup. So when we got one here, it's like, oh, Dutch Bros is here. So I will go there and I'll get, I'll get a, what do they call it? They call it an annihilator, and it's like a latte with macadamia. And I would never have chosen that, but oh my gosh, it's so good. So I'm a Dutch Bros fan.
I have a lot of free Starbucks because you earn points, which means I spend a lot of money at Starbucks, but also I get a lot of Starbucks gift cards. Like, people know I like it. So like, I don't spend a lot of my own money on Starbucks, which, you know, is great, but I will if I need to, but I have a lot of free Starbucks stuff, but I love their seasonal stuff too. Like, they have a pralines, or no, it was a pistachio and cream or something like that. That was out, or chestnuts or something. I don't remember, around the holidays. That was super good too. So yeah, I love coffee. But it's gotta be frou-frou for me to enjoy it. So, and I don't apologize for that. Some people may look down on me, my daughter, but I don't apologize for that. Hey, look, I'll caffeinate however I can.
You get to go to Greece. You get to get a Greek coffee. So you have to try Greek coffee when you're there.
I will. I'm imagining it like Turkish coffee, like it's gonna be so thick and really like, you know, I had a, I don't remember what they called it. It was this tiny little espresso cup, like in New York City. And I was like, oh, I'll have it was right on there, caramel macchiato. It was like three sips of a caramel macchiato. The cup was so small. And it was like, put hair on your chest coffee. It was so strong. I was like, all right, I can do this. I can do this. It was good though.
Just get an Americano. They'll dilute it for you and throw some sugar in there.
All right, that works. And then I'm going to add, I think my last thing to add today would be Lego. So I started doing Lego during the lockdown in 2020. And I ordered the first set. I had seen it on a Yoast event or something, and they were giving away the Friends from the TV show Friends Central Perk one. And I was like, I want that. So I ordered it for myself. And that was my first Lego. And I was like, okay, now I get it. This is super fun. Well, now I've got like 12 Lego sets that have been built. I have two more off to my right waiting to be built. And it turns out that's a really fun way to just kind of decompress and have something really pretty and cool at the end of it. So my last thing to add to the list would be Lego. And I will include in the link in the show notes links to the botanical ones that I've created. So I've got, you know, flowers and things that are really cool. So what's your final one? What are you going to add as your final, what do we call it? Favorite things.
I'm just going to say my plants. When I moved here, I didn't have any plants in Arizona. And when I moved here, I was like, all right, and we're putting down roots. I'm going to get some roots and I'm going to get some plants. Mm-hmm. So I have my collection. And then every time a plant starts to like look a little weak, it gets a name.
Oh,
and then
okay.
We start having conversations. So it usually gets some kind of like, I don't know, bratty female name. So I will pick a name. Apologies to all of the Ashleys, but I the first time I did that, I'm like, Ashley, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you throwing such a fit, Ashley? So I'd have these conversations.
Roots together, dear.
Ashley did not survive. She was so pretty though, too. I don't even remember what kind she was. But anyway, the ones that I have that are doing well, they all have like boys' names. My fiddle leaves, they seem to be really happy, and they're kind of all a finicky plant, but I love, and they all have names that are boys' names. And I don't know why. I just kind of like whatever name shows up. But if I'm mad at a plant, it's usually like an Ashley or something like that. Apologies.
That is so funny.
Ashleys. I actually like a few Ashleys, but for some reason, it just came out one day. Damn it,
That's
Ashley.
So funny. Do you remember?
They're my friends.
Do you remember How I Met Your Mother, the TV show?
Yeah.
And Robin Scherbatsky, like, there was a woman that was perfectly nice woman that worked with her that she just couldn't stand, like, personality-wise. Mm-hmm. And her name was Patrice. So, like, that's always my go-to, like, Patrice, how could you? I don't know anybody named Patrice, so it's all right, you know? That's so funny. I also think it's really funny that both of our final things were plants, but mine are plastic and yours are real.
That is so funny.
It's amazing my daughter survived from childhood through adulthood, because I'm not necessarily a nurturer when it comes to, like, at least children can make it known when they're hungry or in distress. Yeah. Plants, it's like I'm blind to them. So
Did your daughter, because I know she lost a bunch of plants when the cold yeah. blast happened. Did she start like getting her children back yet? She so started her new collection.
She was really surprised, but and maybe because they were indoor and she did throw some like blankets over some of them kind of thing, sheets just to protect them a little bit from the frost, because they did yeah. end up like everything and like they lost everything in their refrigerator, everything like that. But she actually, most of the plants came back, about 80% of her plants came back. So
oh,
she was
wow.
really
That's
happy.
great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So yeah. So I was really happy for her because I was going to try to help her get more plants, but that was a lot of plants. So
Wow.
and then it
Yeah.
wasn't as many as she expected. So yeah, thank you for
That's
asking.
good.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Yeah. No, I
So
just.
too funny. If you're listening, we love when you engage with us. Tell us what your favorite things are. Tell us if you've tried any of the things or have similar stories to the things that we are. And if you do buy something that we've said, you know, we love this thing, let us know what you think of when you get it. If like, if we're just like really way off base and really the outliers, or if like, yes, Michelle, Kathy, you were right. This has changed my life. Coffee, who knew? But we want to hear about it. So share with us. And like I always say, I have no idea what we're going to talk about next week. Whatever motivates us, whatever we think that might motivate you and make you have a laugh or a smile through your week as well. So we will see you then. Bye.
Bye.
This has been WP Motivate with Kathy Zant and Michelle Frechette. To learn more or to sponsor us, go to WPMotivate.com.